You're listening to The Record Industry with Otto D. coming at you live.
Shot like a steering through the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, which way, what, when, how? Mr. Otto D. flip the track right now.
Hey, I'm Otto D. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to listen to some great music and talk to some really cool people. And I know there's a lot of things you could be doing, so I appreciate that you're getting with this.
Here we go, another day, another strike. Here we go, 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 go. Here we go, 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 go.
Never ever wanted to live forever. Till now, only now that I know you.
But they ain't got no rent. Act like you own the joint. Money don't mean much if you ain't got no sense.
Hey, do you ever wonder where the music on the front of the show comes from? Well, actually, it's from a song of mine called Handcuffs and Coffee off my EP All Right Already, available on iTunes. Check it out.
I dream of coffee, handcuffed to me. You have no idea. I can fly.
I can fly.
Through my lines at a million miles an hour. Shot like a steering through the Eiffel Tower. Every dime spent, cranking up the power.
And I know why.
Nobody cares to love me long. All I need to do the deed is
my cave in the Corona.
Handcuffs, coffee, two things that really seem to me to be strangely related, strongly debated, strangely created. But on another point entirely, I can fly.
I can fly.
Riding through the noble green, flying through the trees like a lyre on the breeze, texting all the alleys while I'm steering with my knees.
And I know why.
My mama was the day I was born. But all I need to do this beat is
my cave in the Corona.
Hope you're enjoying the holiday weekend. And as it is a holiday, I do not have a guest here for you this evening. In fact, I am not here this evening. This show is pre-recorded. And I thought with that in mind, maybe I'd be the guest. So that was Handcuffs and Coffee from my EP entitled All Right Already, as I mentioned, available on iTunes. And that song was supposed to be a cut off of Caesar Bach's second album. Who is Caesar Bach? Well, I guess you could say Caesar Bach was one phase of the ever-continuing identity crisis that I like to blame on my parents. You see, when I was born, my name was Otto, but they wouldn't call me that. And so I grew up being called Rusty. eventually realizing that going by your real name, your legal name, a name you actually had a picture ID to match, was a lot more convenient in life. So I abandoned my nickname. That didn't stop me from creating an alias for my first record, and that alias was Caesar Bach. Let's listen to a bit of Caesar Bach's debut album. This first cut is called Unwind Me.
Something about the way she moves. I feel I should leave here. I know I can't stay. I know all the games you play. I've played them. You've done your time messing up my mind. Sometimes it's not my own.
Was Unwind Me off of Caesar Bach's debut album, followed by this cut, Why Should I Care, purportedly written as a letter to John Lennon.
Get to know you.
And that was Cesar Vox, Why Should I Care? And here's another called I'm Gonna Make You Remember Me.
This calm reflection, I intend to have all of you
walking around in my head, bending every thought around you, lying here. I'm gonna make you remember me.
Try to ignore me, feed the fire that I want all of you. Don't mistake my introspection. I intend to have all of you
walking around in my head, bending every thought around you, lying here. I'm gonna make you remember me.
You're listening to The Record Industry with Otto D.
Hey, this is Otto D for the Wallman Eye Center. I've been wearing trifocals with three different prescriptions in each lens for years, and I was always jerking my head up and down, side to side, as I tried to find the right part of the lens to look through. It was always annoying. I decided I'd had enough, and that's why this year I sought out Dr. Wallman at the Wallman Eye Center, a trusted ophthalmologist in Arizona for over 30 years. The Wallman Eye Center is the only facility in Arizona using the latest custom topography guided laser to assist in detailed mapping of the surface of your eyes. In my one-on-one consultation with Dr. Wallman, he described how he could tailor the process to match my eyes, giving me the comfort level I needed to trust him and his staff to do the procedure. If you want freedom from your prescription glasses or contacts, then trust me, it's time for your tailored LASIK outcome. You can count on Dr. Wallman at the Wallman Eye Center. I did, and I couldn't be happier. Call 602-222-2020. That's 602-222-2020. That was I'm Gonna Make You Remember Me off my album entitled Caesar Bach, available on iTunes. This next cut off the same record is called I Am Your Problem. But before we spin it, I just wanted to kind of explain the genesis of this record. After making records for a long time in the studio and being bound by the rules created by the record companies and what they perceive as market demands, I got discouraged with how much so many artists tend to limit their creative expression in their attempts to create something that might be more marketable than their original ideas. In my mind, that's a surefire way to ruin any art. And so this record was essentially my attempt at just making a record that I thought sounded great, that I enjoyed, and that didn't go by any of the rules demanded by the record industry. In fact, against all the rules, the lead vocals were recorded in the control room with the speakers blaring as though it were a live show. In fact, any time I thought, oh wait, you can't do that, I did it on that record. So check out this tune, I Am Your Problem. It even features a slowdown and then the whole track going backwards, and then I overdubbed Gary Brazzisi playing drums on top of the backwards track. It's fun breaking the rules.
You don't really know me. You think you do, but I'm here telling you it ain't true. There's no
wow. just a number. Maybe they've used up all there was to you. You sold your soul for things that might have been. They'll help you find a new way. They'll tell you just what to.
Some people, they have a way of thinking it was their idea, even though they know you're the one who told them. Can you imagine what it must be like to be so void of opinion, so in need of acceptance, that you become a kind of personality assimilator? Inside of you, a kind of cage, just sitting there, empty, until one day you make an observation that's completely personal, of an event or moment that's totally universal, and then arrive at a statement that's completely original. When there's something in the cage, alive, kind of like entering the cosmic list of creative forces. Before that moment, you're not really here. Machine, bad tape recorder, going around spewing bits and pieces of someone else's poison propaganda. You say it as if it was your own thought. Can you imagine? Now there's an original observer, but this guy. This guy's an idiot. I mean, he's a moron. Can you imagine being a moron? Can you?
Do you have to?
You're listening to The Record Industry with Otto D.
Hey, those were a few cuts off of Caesar Bach's debut CD available on iTunes. This next song is called All I Ever Wanted, and I wrote it for my daughter when she was just a little child. Unfortunately, she grew up in a home where her parents were divorced. Luckily, she grew up in a loving home, and her mother remarried early. She had brothers and sisters, and everything seemed to turn out great, but it's not always the case. And at any rate, there's always a distance left between a child and a missing parent through an experience like that. And I wrote this song hoping one day that she would hear it and understand that even from a distance, she was still the center of my world. And I think it's a common experience that a lot of people share these days. So here is All I Ever Wanted.
Through your hair, look in your eyes and start to stare. Read your stories all night long as you fall asleep in my arms. That's all I ever want. When you fall, I drop everything anytime you call. Always wanna be nearby to hush your tears when you cry. And that's all I ever wanted, to watch you sleep. That's all I ever needed. That's all I ever wanted. To hear you say that you love me. All I ever
we'll be right back.
And that was All I Ever Wanted and My Confession, both from the Caesar Bach CD. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the first song I played, Handcuffs and Coffee, was supposed to be on Caesar Bach's second CD. And this next song, She's So, was also supposed to be on that record. That record ended up being the first record called Otto D, where I abandoned my alter ego, because the songs I began writing didn't seem to really fit in Caesar Bach's style. But had I continued, this song, She's So, would also have been on Caesar Bach's second record instead of Otto D's first EP called All Right Already. She's so. And that was She's So from my CD entitled All Right Already, available on iTunes. And there's one more song that was originally intended to be on the follow-up to the Caesar Bach record, and here it is. It's called Dying in My Arms.
perspective. When I slip my hands underneath the mask you wear, I feel like I'm flying. I feel like I'm flying as I
And that was Dying in My Arms. There are two songs remaining on the All Right Already EP that I put out, one of which is called Never Ever, which I played a few weeks ago and is partially featured in the intro to the show every week. The remaining tune is here now, called I Want to Touch You.
Sometimes I find my words completely bound. Seems everything gets turned around. My mind confuses things I need to say, but my body says them anyway. There's no need to wonder what I'm trying to say, as my desire for you gives me away. I can't hide away.
You're listening to The Record Industry with Otto D.
And thank you for listening. I hope you've had a wonderful holiday weekend and enjoyed this little demonstration of some of my music. Maybe on the next holiday, we'll play my newer music. Until then, have a great week, and I hope you're here with me on Monday.